Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
We don't need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we're talking about. They don't need words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, over 25 years while right. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be, shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
It's Saturday night, and it's Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's welcome him on right now.
All right, my brother. Glad to be on my show and radio show, and glad that we can have an opportunity to speak some important things to our people that could really help them out. So I'm just really glad to see that, you know, these are some great opportunities that we have to share with our folks and let them know what's going on. But anyway, I was speaking to some folks today, because I was on good old Facebook, you know, on live earlier today. And I'm really glad that we had a chance to speak on things. And this was from a church perspective, you know, because that's another very important part of us coming together. Because back in the day, we did do some great and wonderful physical things that helped to see our people, but also there were some spiritual things that we did as well. So when we come together in spiritual unity, know for a fact that we're going to definitely be able to do some great and wonderful things to bless our community. And that's the same thing when it comes to us even dealing with things from a physical perspective. Unity with your people, not coming together to be at each other's throats or to argue or to want to, you know, kill each other, all that kind of crazy stuff, but coming together in unity to really be a blessing to one another and to help one another is a very important piece. And that is something that our people need to do, because the last time that we came together as a people was back in the 60s. And, you know, it's kind of sad to see that, you know, we got to wait a long period of time for us to come back together again to deal with that. And we don't have to wait a long period of time. We could do that now. And that's something that's very important, because once we start to really take a serious look at the fact that our unification can bring about an antidote for all the negative things that we see in our community, then that will be a great blessing for our people. But anyway, that's something that we need to start to take in consideration, not just dealing with things from the physical perspective, but both the physical and the spiritual. And in order to even keep your mind up on high like that so that you could be thinking from a positive perspective, that's another thing, mentally as well. So you're looking at spiritual, mental, and physical focus in the right direction would definitely lead our people in the right direction to bringing about positive things. And that's very important. So anyway, that's something that I wanted to speak about, because that's something that really needs to be done, that we need to come together on all three of those different wavelengths. And once we start to do that on all three, we'll start to see some great and wonderful blessings and positive change coming through to our community. And that's one of the things that we really, truly need to do. But anyway, that's the deal. And once we start to know that this is something that we can do, then the next question is, how do we go about to do it? And that's very important too, because even though we might want to come together physically, the question is, what are the proper positive programs that exist today that we can come together on physically. And from the physical perspective, one of the ones that is really good, and I mentioned this before, and I'm mentioning it again. And matter of fact, I do have my sister, her name is Catherine Myers, and she's from a great program called Buy Black Movement. And the Buy Black Movement is a program that really helps our people to understand that, you know, we are not folks that are so broken out of it financially that, you know, we'll probably never come out of poverty because we just don't have the money, and it's going to be so very difficult for us to get any serious amount of money. But that is Satan's lie. The truth of it is this. Last year, we actually consumed, as consumers, bought different things throughout the United States. We bought $1.8 trillion worth of merchandise and services that our people spent money on. The only bad thing about that, but the good thing about that, before we go into the other side of it, is that meant that we as a people here in the United States, there's 50 million of us, right, black people. And that 50 million black people spent $1.8 trillion. And when you look around the different countries around the world, that puts us in about the fourth place of financial ability and wealth that, you know, people spend, because that was a lot of money that was spent. But the only negative thing about that was that the money that was spent, we as a people spent that to other people. We didn't spend it amongst our own people like we should have. And the amount that they said we spent was 97% of that money was spent to other races and other people outside of our community. And that was a lot of money. $1.8 trillion, and only leaving us with spending 3% amongst our own people, which is ridiculous. Why would our people want to give hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to other people in other races to help them out? But when it comes to our people, we only want to spend 3%, you know, amongst our own people. And that's one of the reasons why you see our communities throughout this country in a down and out situation. And we don't need to find ourselves in that kind of predicament, because we as a people have the money. We're just spending it in the wrong way. So once we reawaken our people and educate our people that we need to take that money and utilize it to spend it among our people so that we can financially empower black businesses in our country, that will have a huge impact on being able to resurrect our communities from being down in the dungeon of poverty, when we could be living prosperous and positive lives, not only for our adults, but for our youth as well. And we could help each other out. But if you don't consciously know that it makes a difference on whether you spend majority of your money that you have amongst other races instead of your own race, then that's when you are shooting yourself in the foot. Even though you may not realize that your foot is aching and that your problem is that you don't even know that you're the cause of it. But that's the other side of what they call the brainwashing, when you don't really even think about how important it is to support your people and businesses, whether it's buying products or utilizing services that black businesses have, then that puts us in a very bad predicament of what you see today. Because when you walk down the streets in many of the black communities, you see people begging for money. You see people sitting out you know, sleeping on alongside a building and all of that kind of stuff. And it's really sad to see those things because our people deserve to live a better life, and they have the ability to live it. Instead of being on bended knee begging, you know, white folks or Asian or Hispanic people for help, all we need to do is start to be conscious of the fact that we need to take the money that we have in our hand and spend it in the proper way. And once we start to really do that, we're going to see a great and wonderful and brighter day coming to us. But you can't take that money and just give it all away to everybody else and then just throw a crumb or two to your own people. Not going to work. So these are the things that are very, very important. And as we as a people start to once again realize that we have to spend our money in the right way and start to empower each other financially by spending money within our community to empower our businesses and our people in our community, that's going to really be a serious, serious game changer. And all I can say on that is I am very, very thankful that the Lord is showing us this. And the Buy Black movement is a program that is not just here in the United States, but it's international. So they have people, black people around the world that are starting to come together and utilizing that power to do these things. And if we as a people do not start to do these things, then basically what we're going to start to see is a lot more negativity, because you cannot ignore having that money and just spending it whatever way you want to spend it and not really even thinking about the fact that if you do spend it in the proper and positive way, that it'll bring about a new reality and a brighter and positive day for us all to live in. And that is something that's very important. So dealing with it from that perspective, I believe that Sister Catherine should be on at this time. And, you know, all I can say is she's there, please allow her to come on. And she can talk to this.
323-899. Your mic is open.
Okay, thank you very much. Brother Benjamin, you said it well, and you said it best, you know, that there is a dynamic that we need to create in our communities showing, you know, that we're coming together and we're working together and we're supporting each other and we're empowering ourselves to be able to handle some things going on in our respective communities that we don't like what we're seeing. And I love the piece on staying in step with the Spirit, you know, the Spirit of God. You know, that's all power right there. You know, if you have the Spirit of God and you have the mindset that we need to affect change, and then you have the resource to be able to do it, you know, to do it, to accomplish it. That's a win-win situation right there. And that's what we have here in the Buy Black movement. And I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm glad you brought that, sis, because both of those pieces of the puzzle are very important. Us supporting each other through the Buy Black movement so that we can start to focus on a number of different products that our black businesses have that we can buy. That's one thing. The other thing is looking at the different black businesses that do exist in our community, but we just don't even know where they are, where they exist. So once you start to actually join into the black movement, black buying movement, what that actually does, it opens the door for you to get a list of different black businesses that exist in your community, and also how you can buy black products and go to black businesses, you know, that you can deal with online. So that's another way it can be done. You can get them online, or you can actually find out where their locations are. And if they're close by to where you are, now you know where that black business is that you were looking for, and you could actually go to that black business and support it. So these are some things that we can do, but the only problem is because we haven't been supporting a lot of black businesses over the years, a lot of us don't even have a clue or an idea where these black businesses exist. But that's where Buying Black movement comes into the picture, because they will show you where they exist, or if that black business is in another country, or if it's in a distance from you that wouldn't be comfortable for you to walk or drive to. The other side of it is you can also, again, go online and order that particular product, or even speak to that person over the phone and possibly work out something from that perspective as well. And all of these things are very, very important, because when you have a business that is already in a movement to reprogram the thinking of our people to come out of a negative mindset and say, I'm just going to buy stuff that's convenient for me. If I got to go an extra 10 or 15 minutes away from where I live, if you're going to have that negative mindset, then basically what you're doing is allowing Satan to brainwash you into wanting to disregard your people, disregard your children who are the future of our people, and just say, forget them. But that's not a good thing, because when you look in other communities, these people actually are supporting their people. And that's what even the Chinese did recently, because their country was down and out. And here you got about 1.5 billion people in China, and the majority of their people financially were in serious, terrible situations financially, as far as not having money for food and, housing and things of that sort. A lot of them were going through some serious problems, as you see in some of our communities and other communities as well. But the bottom line is this, in seeing those kind of things, what we have really neglected is that if we're going to just continue to not want to be about helping our people in our community, then the negativity that we see is just going to get worse and worse. But this is what China did. They started having meetings talking to their people about how if they come together in unity and start to focus on buying Chinese products and also dealing with Chinese business services, then that would be a good thing and it would change their country. And in the reality of things, it did change their country. It brought a lot of the people that were stuck in the dungeon of poverty, it took them out of that. And their country started to become financially empowered because their people were taking the money that they had and they were financially empowering their people by focusing on giving that money to the Chinese businesses. And that is a good opportunity for us to see this, because now we can see if we do the same thing that the Chinese did for their country, for our people as well, we can definitely resurrect our people out of the situation that we see ourselves in right now. But the bottom line is, our people have to start to have love, respect, and caring for one another. It can't be hatred and anger and wanting to kill each other. It has to be love, caring, and respecting one another. And once we start to change our minds into that positive aspect of really wanting to help one another, that's when we're going to start to see a great and wonderful new reality in our community. Yes, indeed. So my sister, if you had anything else you'd like to share on that, please feel free to, share again, because you had some wonderful things you were saying there. Sister Catherine, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I have my grandbaby in the background. She kind of like got my attention for a moment. But I'm still here, brother.
Oh, okay. And I was just trying to find out, was there anything else that you'd like to share with us on the Buy Black Movement?
Sure. The Buy Black Movement, the whole purpose is to get millions of black people buying from black-owned businesses consistently, creating an economic base in black communities all across the country and soon to be around the world. And how it works is there are over 2 million black-owned businesses that exist in this country, but most black people can't even name five. And so the Buy Black Movement has a program called the Black Business Network for black people who make things or who have a professional service that they can service black people across the country. They're called suppliers, and they get signed up in the movement as business members. And then the company, Tag Team Marketing International Incorporated, goes to work on their behalf, you know, getting that product or service introduced and disseminated amongst black people who are in need of that service via Tag Team Marketing. And then if the supplier has product, Tag Team has a distribution center located in Atlanta, Georgia, called the Tag Team Marketing Center. And that's where brothers and sisters are sending their soap, their body care, you name it, their everyday products to Tag Team. They send an agreed-upon amount of product to Tag Team, and Tag Team goes to work marketing and distributing that product for them to black people who are a part of the movement and who are interested in getting black products consistently from a black business. Tag Team has the infrastructure set up so that that black business can send that product, and that product can be sold right away. Not every black product can be a part of the movement. It has to be top shelf. It has to be the best of the best. It can be a third-party product. It has to be that black person's creation, something that God gave that black person to bring to the world to handle something. You know, like the Motherland's Gold Moringa is one of the number one best-selling products in the movement. That is a plant rich in nutrients and vitamins and all of the amino acids and antioxidants. People are writing in saying their blood pressure is going down, their sugar is going down, their cholesterol is going down. I started taking it about 9 years ago, and my vision improved. I was nearsighted. I couldn't see 4 feet in front of me, and now I can see without glasses, you know. And you're talking about energy, you know. I wake up every day like the Ever Ready Bunny, ready to go. Hit the floor. I don't be upset in the morning, waking up snappy and all that. I wake up happy, joyful, because I'm getting what my body needs, and it's making me feel good, and it's making me ready for the world. That's one of the number one products that's being sold in the movement, and it is changing black people's lives. Who does that for black people? Take the time to make sure black people are getting what they need to get better and do better and live better and prosper. So that's the supplier program, getting black products out to black people, not just here. Like Brother Benjamin was saying, this is a worldwide movement like you've never seen before. And then the second thing that's going on is Tag Team is offering the opportunity for black people to go into business. Not just go to school, get a job, get a degree, and go and work for somebody else. Why not work for yourself? You earn that. Tag Team gives the opportunity for black people who want to go into business to go into business in their respective communities, getting black products and services out, and they're called Tag team marketers, okay? And tag team marketers are being trained up, and they're earning 7 ways at one time every time a black product or service is sold. Who does that for black people? You know? And then the third thing that's happening in the movement is black people are shopping. They're no longer just going to the mall or going down to what are these stores, Walmart, et cetera, et cetera. Going to these corporate giants, bypassing their cousin, grandmother, sister, somebody who has products. They're now making a commitment to buy something at least once a month in the Buy Black movement from a black-owned business, and they're called supporters. And supporters get rewarded every time their supporter order ships. You know, they earn rewards dollars, and they take those rewards dollars and they shop with that instead of pulling cash out of their pocket. They're using rewards dollars. And because they're shopping that way, their disposable income is going up. And what does that mean? That means that the standard of living, the disposable income of black people shopping in the movement is going up. You are seeing a wave of new black family survival going on in the Bible. And not only that, the supporter gets discounts on best-selling products like that Motherland's Gold Moringa. So they're getting what they need and want, and they're saving money. You know, and then when you go to the Buy Black Movement website, you'll see photos of black people going across the screen. Every one of those brothers and sisters made a decision that they're going to shop with the black business at least once a month, and they are being recognized for it. And you can see them. It might be somebody you know already shopping in the movement. I'm shopping. Brother Benjamin's shopping. Who else? It's all on the Buy Black Movement website. And not only that, those who make a major contribution to driving black spending back to the black community, they're leaving legacies. Their first and last name is being remembered as one of the ones who solved this issue of spending black dollars outside the black community, and they're called Honored Africans with a K, and they are being celebrated in the movement. And there's two brothers and a sister who have already done it. They saw the writing on the wall and they said, yes, this is something that I could do to help. And I want to leave a legacy for my family, showing that I did something great to help my community make it. All those incentives and benefits happen for black people who are centrally shopping with the black business at least once a month in the Buy Black movement. And those three components together is called the Buy Black movement, and almost a quarter of a million products have sold and shipped to black households. And the Buy Black movement just started in 2015. So can you imagine if people are deciding that they want to help and work like that, and that much progress has made, just imagine in a few short years what you will see happening in the black community because black people decided to work together and support each other. It's called the Buy Black Movement, and it is amazing to see. Thank you.
Mhm. Yes, indeed, my sister. Yes, indeed. Well, information you shared, because once our people do start to come together in unity and coming back into supporting black businesses, we're going to see some serious impact on positive change in our community. And that's a great and wonderful thing, because like I said before, the Chinese pulled themselves out of the gutter of poverty by actually supporting themselves. And we could do the same thing. It's not something that can just work for them. If we do the same thing, it can work for us as well. But if we're going to spend those dollars out in other communities and other amongst other races and neglect our own community, then again, we're just going to see things getting worse and just having a bad situation in our community. And we don't need to do that. We are worthy of actually living a prosperous and positive lifestyle amongst our people, whether it be with our youth that deserve it, because they are definitely going to be our future generation. And also, we're looking at our adults. We deserve this, you know, especially after we've been here for the last 400 years, and we've been working for free as slaves, and now we definitely should be getting paid. But instead of having to rely on other people to pay us, because we never got the money that we were supposed to get. That was one of the things that good old Biden was making believe, that he was really thinking about helping us. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why he had a black vice president with him, because he was really in favor and in the mindset of helping black people. But then when it came time for us to get the money that we were supposed to receive, you know, that was supposed to be given to us for working so many years in this country for free and never getting a dime, a nickel, or a penny, but yet he gave money to the Russian and the Ukrainian. You know, the Ukrainian people were the ones that he gave billions of dollars to. And then, again, there was another situation with some kind of water situation, and Biden said, wow, those people were suffering too from that water situation, because it killed some people and made a lot of people sick. And because of that, they deserve to get, you know, billions of dollars too in helping out those people. So he was willing to reach out to numbers of different people, but he neglected our people. And he really fooled me and many other people in believing that he was going to, you know, really be a great help to our people. But the reality was, no, I'm not helping you guys at all. I was just kidding. And that's where he was coming from. So when you have to rely on a game called politics, where people give you the impression that they really are going to be in your corner to help you out, all you need to do is vote them into office and they got your back. They are really going to help you. Yeah, they got your back, but that knife is in their hand. So you know what they're going to do, right? But the bottom line is, when you don't even have to rely on a politician to help you, and you have the ability within your own hand to spend that money that you have, but spend it in the proper way, that makes a huge difference. Because, like I said, when you're dealing with the game of politics, you get a lot of people promising you a lot of different things they're going to do. But then when they get into office, you find a whole nother situation. And unfortunately, that's how it has been for our people for many years. And one of the only people that really stepped up to the plate and gave seriously a word that they had spoken, and then 5 minutes later they followed through on that word, and that was President Kennedy. He actually did keep his word, and look what happened to him afterwards. You know, they, you know, the white racists, they were very angry at him for doing that, allowing us to be equal citizens here in the United States. But the bottom line is, again, we don't need to rely on them. We can do this ourselves, and that's what makes a big difference, you know. So we don't have to go along with the brainwashing of just saying, I'm not going to help my people. Yes, you deserve the best in life, and being that you do, you need to help your people. And because you're helping your people, you're going to see the best of many great positive opportunities to help your people come about. But that's because financially you are starting to empower your people. And we already have seen what that can do for people when we look at the Chinese people and how they empowered their people. So we can do the same thing. The only thing we have to do is to keep our mind up on high and think positive about how important it is for us to reach out to help one another. And if we can see things from that positive perspective and actually do what's needed to be done as well, instead of just seeing it and ignoring it, but actually doing it, that's when we're going to see some great, awesome, and amazing things coming through for our folks. And we deserve that. It's not something that we shouldn't get. It's something that we do deserve to get. So, my sister, you are 100% right. You know, this is something that we could come together to do, buy different products, and also support black businesses as far as the services, whether they're lawyers, whether they're black contractors, whether they're real estate brokers, whether they're dealing with things for purchasing stock and all these different things that we can utilize as black people to help one another out. But the bottom line is, if you join into the program, which you should, the Buy Black movement, what will literally happen is you will get that list of products that you can order online, and you will also get a list of different black businesses in different states throughout the country, so you can find out where your local black businesses are as well. And those black businesses which they have picked are not just black businesses, period. They are, like she said, black businesses that have been approved and checked into to make sure that if you deal with them, it's not going to be a rip-off scam business, but it's going to be a business that will definitely deal with you in a proper manner that it should. And that's a good thing. So this is something that is really great for our people to start to deal with, because as we start to empower black businesses, we are going to start to empower black people in our community. So all I can say is that can be a very, very wonderful thing for us to get involved with. And one thing again, just in case any of you are interested in dealing with the black movement, the number which you can reach me at on my phone so that we could, you know, go over some things with you on this. And if you are interested after we answer your questions, you know, then you can sign into the program. But the phone number where you could reach us at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And in calling, once again, we will go over everything with you on the program and show you how the program works and how you can benefit from it. Because one of the things that we didn't explain to you, not only could it be great to empower your people by buying the products, but also when you sign into the program and the people that you told about this, once they buy these different products, you get a commission on that. Also, when each time they get involved with it from that perspective and you bring people into the program, you'll get a commission on that as well. So these are things that can really financially benefit you as well as your community as well. So that's another good thing about this, because sometimes people get a little irritated because they're putting so much work into something and then they don't get a dime, a nickel, or a penny out of it, you know, and that can be kind of frustrating. But with this, you can find yourself making a nice stream of income out of doing this, and that's another great and wonderful thing that can come about in dealing with this. So keep that in mind, that not only could you help your community, but you can also financially help yourself and help your neighbors, help your family, and other people that you know that you're bringing in. Because once they get involved with it, the desire to actually sign into the program, they can actually make a nice stream of income for themselves as well. They just need to tell some people about what this program is about and how they can empower our people and also financially benefit themselves as well. So these are some very important things that you guys need to know, and we can go into more detail into this. So so you can see what can actually come out of this by being a part of this. So anyway, all I can say at this point is definitely don't ignore this great opportunity. Be a part of it. And the beautiful thing about it, which is another great and wonderful thing, a lot of times in coming into different programs, you have to put up hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars in order to get into the program. In this particular program that we're talking about, you don't have to put up a dime, a nickel, or even a penny. It's a free program, and when you get involved with it, you'll be able to see that this can be a great benefit to you. And the problem with scam deals is that when you get involved with it, if it is a rip-off deal, you just put up $200, $300, $500, $1,000 into that program, but they took your money and you weren't able to make a dime, a nickel, or a penny off of it. But when you have a free program, you know right off the top it's not a scam. It's a deal that's really there to benefit you and your people. So all I can say to you is, this is a program that's for real. It's not a joke. It's not something that you need to be nervous about and worry about, but it's something that can really, truly benefit you and benefit your people. Yes, indeed. So anyway, I'm really glad to have another opportunity to speak about this, and I'm glad that Sister Catherine did come on to say something about this, because what we're looking at right now is not just the fact that this is something that can be beneficial to ourselves and our people, but in time, and I'm not talking about 20 or 30 years from now, I'm talking about soon, once we start to really see that this is something that can be beneficial, this could be something that could be a serious game changer and bring us out of the dungeon of poverty, out of the dungeon of being stuck in many negative situations. Because when you don't have enough money where you can actually buy food, when you don't have enough money where you pay rent for a house or an apartment and you're stuck out on the street, people are living in desperation at that point. And because you don't have the money to buy food, that's when people go into stores and they rob food. When you don't have enough money to buy food and to be able to take care of your living expenses, that's when, unfortunately, people go and actually steal. And they could steal from their brothers and sisters in their community and other people as well. But the bottom line is, when you no longer are stuck in the dungeon of poverty, then none of those things are upon you. And you don't need, out of desperation, to do things like that and find yourself ending up in jail or, you know, stealing from people or stealing from a store or something crazy like that. And that's the thing. We want to eliminate all of that negativity. And when we come together in unity, that's going to be a blessing for us to be able to change our community from negativity to positivity. So this is something that can be very, very important for us to do. Not to ignore it and say, I don't want to. Yes, you should, and you will find yourself in doing so, being able to really change the negativity that you see that we don't even want to deal with in our community. All we have to do is come together in unity and be a blessing to our community. That's right. So coming out of a negative mindset of no longer wanting to do negative things, but to really start to see that we can do some positive things to be a blessing to our people. These are things that we need to know about, and these are things that we could definitely have a huge impact on changing our community. So I do have another sister here that was going to speak on this, and I wanted to actually, her name is Prophetess Anne, and she was going to also touch base on what she felt about the Black Power Movement, and we were going to see what she had to say. And she's someone that is, you know, we've been talking about this, and now she'll have a chance to tell you what she thinks about it.
Are you already plugged in?
It sounds good, but sometimes you gotta research. You know, I'm the type, I worry about souls. I'm not worrying about no money or none of that. But, you know, we all need to come together, you know. I know a lot of black business. I have walked into a lot of black business. And when you walk into black business, they'll treat you like you nothing, you know. But they got to realize if it wasn't for God that opened the door for them to have the black business, you know, it's people out there crying. It's people out there hurting. Don't have no food, don't have no shelter over their head. But, you know, we just need to come together and help one another. You know, don't look down on a man unless you're picking him up. You know, because just because you got a black business and all that stuff, don't forget where you came from. I never forget where I came from. You know, if I can help somebody, I'll do it. But my main focus is on souls, to get saved and get right with God. Because the Bible said, what does it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose their soul? So, you know, I just thank God for the black movement, you know. And another thing, God don't look at color. He look at people. You can't blame the white people because they got business. You can't blame the Mexican because the Mexican come together. They get a dollar and they know how to share. They stay in one house and still come together. Why we can't do that? Too much envy. Too much jealous, too much backbiting. It's not them. It starts with us. We got to make that change. We need to come together. You know, come together like God said, come together. And God is love. So you got to show people love. People ain't gonna come unless you show them love. That was the Lord said. Love and kindness that I draw thee. You know, you can have, like Jesus say, silver and gold I don't have. But I got the Lord. He's more than anything. He's more than money. He's more than houses. But we just thank God. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, I do appreciate you coming on and speaking about this. And, you know, the important thing about it is even though, you know, we may feel that money's not all that important, it is something that is very important because when you see our people suffering, you know, out on the street with no food and no housing and things like that, the reason why they're suffering like that is because their lack of money. So money is not an evil thing to have. It's a good thing to have. It's just a matter of what you're going to do with the money. If you're going to do the wrong thing with the money, then basically that's what turns it negative. But if we actually use the money in a positive way, it could be a blessing to our people and we could help one another. So these are very important things as well. But the bottom line is in us coming together in unity, that is still a very, very important piece that we need to do for our community. And once we start to see things from the physical and the spiritual in a unified way, that's when we're going to create that brighter day. Because our people do not need to suffer any longer in the dungeon of poverty. our people need to be set free from all of Satan's negativity, wanting us to be so desperate in not having money that we want to steal, that we want to kill, that we want to, you know, go into situations that are going to cause us nothing but going into jail and things like that. And we don't need to be stuck into that. So once we start to really reprogram the thinking of our people and open our minds and hearts, that's when we can get ready for a brand new start. And that's what it's really all about. Because in us starting to really be awakened to our new reality, that can be a great and wonderful thing for us to deal with. And it's not something that's impossible for us to do. It's not something that we can't do, because we're in a situation where we can't actually see ourselves dealing with anything like that. We can definitely do it. And one of the reasons why I know we can definitely do it, because we did it before in the 60s. We were in a situation where we did not really have any of the rights or the ability of what we have today. Because back in the day, you know, you're talking about racism. Racism was 1,000 times worse than what you see today. You couldn't go into a white store. You couldn't go into, our children couldn't go into white schools and, you know, actually be a part of their school system. We couldn't even deal with things in regards to, you know, buying properties and to actually be in situations where we could reach out to help one another. We were stuck in situations where our people were in situations where we could not really participate in many of the things that we were supposed to be able to participate in as citizens here in the United States. But because we were not allowed to be citizens at that time period, and this was before the 60s, the 40s and 50s, and after slavery, our people were treated, you know, very terribly. But the good thing about it, we did come together in the 60s. And when we did come together in the 60s and protested and wanted to see positive change come about for our people, that's when the change really did come about. And good old Martin Luther King, he had three meetings with the President Kennedy. And when he spoke to them on those three different occasions, the good thing about that, he was able to persuade them, persuade him into thinking about the fact that, wow, yeah, we did do a lot of evil and wicked things to your people. No question about that. We had y'all lynched up on trees. We tied y'all to poles and burnt y'all to death. We whipped y'all to death. We did a whole bunch of negative things to you. And it's just because the attitude we had for that day, we didn't even do nothing that deserved death. But because we were your slave master at that time, we were able to do a lot of terrible and wicked things to your people. And also all that working that you did for us made us billions and trillions of dollars here in this country. But the problem was, you guys can get paid a nickel or a dime for it. And then it was said that we were at one point going to be reimbursed for all of that free work that we did for, you know, white people in this country. And we never got any of that money. And that, again, is where Biden comes in, because he gave the impression that he really was going to help us out with what they call the reparation money. And he never gave any of that money to our people. And that was really sad to see that he, here in America, he was not interested in helping our people out at all with that. But if we were able to get, you know, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, you know, like was said, that that would be the amount, possibly $3 to $5 million. But when the time came for that money to come through, which was recently, they were talking about this, we didn't get any of that money. And again, that's why the Buy Black movement is so important. When you're on bended knee begging other people for money,
And then they start giggling and laughing and don't want to give it to you. So we said, ha ha, we saved you. You thought I was here to really help you. Ha ha, ha ha. And the thing about it is, you don't have to be on them to be begging them. You have the ability. When you got $1.8 trillion, which is almost $2 trillion, that's no joke. That's a lot of money, a lot of money. But all we have to do is start to see ourselves being able to take that money and utilize it in the right way. And once we start to utilize it in a unified right way to help our people, that's when our people will come out of the dungeon of poverty. And that is very important, very important. And I do, once again, thank our brother Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and even, you know, our president, our white president Kennedy, that really changed his mindset and said, you know what, instead of us just keep, you know, doing all these wicked and crazy things to these black people, I'm going to make them equal citizens with us. And he did that, and that was great. So all I can say is we have the ability to bring about the positive change by coming together in unity. And it's not even, you know, I wonder if we could ever do that. We've already did it in the past, so I know we can do it again in the present. All we have to do is start to see that we have this ability and start to take advantage of it. And that's the thing. This is going to be a great and wonderful thing for us to see, because with us changing our attitudes and our vision from seeing a brick wall of never being able to come out of poverty, that can totally be broken down and totally erased. And we can start to see that we can come together as a people to help one another, that's great. And we can tear down that wall of self-hatred and anger and negativity that we have towards one another. And that's not all our people, but it's some of our people that see themselves in a negative perspective and have no desire to help one another. So we really need to come together first with those that are in our community that do have the desire to help one another. And when we do truly come together on that note where we're interested in coming together to help one another, that's when we are going to start to see a great and wonderful new reality for our people. No question about it. We know we can do it, and I see it already done. And that's something that we can do. Our victory can be won, but that's where God and Jesus comes in as well. I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has been won. I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has been won. I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has truly, truly, truly been won. And that's what we really need to start to see, that with God and Jesus blessing us and helping us, just as he freed us from the chains of slavery, and as he freed us from the terrible and wicked racism that they had there, where you couldn't even go into a delicatessen or a store or a hotel. You didn't have that right. And they were treating you very, very negatively here in this country. But now, even though we are not truly equal citizens, even though we have been told that we are, but when you see the negative restrictions that are there amongst our people, we need to bring about positive change with that. And also, the way that the banking system is against our people and many other systems here in this country, we cannot continue to ask for financial help from them, because sometimes they do throw us a few crumbs and a few dollars, but majority of our people are still financially suffering. And the reason why that is, is because we are ununified and we are not empowering ourselves financially. So coming together once again in unity within our community will be a great and wonderful thing for us to see. And once we do, we will be able to see, wow, some great and wonderful things come about. Because out of that $1.8 trillion, even if we just get 30, 40, or 50% of that, and we start to utilize that in the beginning, and just spending that much of that $1.8 trillion amongst our people in our businesses, in our community, we're going to see some huge and wonderful results coming through with that as well. So it doesn't have to be the whole 1.8, 100% of that money has to be spent amongst ourselves. And from a realistic viewpoint, 30, 40, 50% is a lot of that money. But the bottom line is that that's a good thing for us to be able to get 30, 40, 50%. But again, the key thing is that we need to change the thinking of our people to respect one another, to care for one another, to love and want to help one another. And once we come into that mindset of wanting to do that, that's when we can truly start to see our great and wonderful new reality. And I mean, that is going to be marvelous, because our people deserve it. But the bottom line is, in order to take advantage of that, we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have to come in together in unity to be that blessing for our community. And the other thing is, again, when we start to see that with God and Jesus, we have won our victory already. And when we start to see things from that spiritual perspective, that's going to make a very wonderful and positive thing. And some of our people say, well, God and Jesus are going to help us get out of here. But look at what we've been delivered out of. We were in the chains of slavery, and we were taken out of that through the power of God in Christ. We were stuck in a terrible racist situation in this country, and we were taken out of that through the power of God and Jesus the Christ. And because of those wonderful blessings that came from them, we were set free from all of that negativity. And now we're talking about raising ourselves up out of poverty and out of not being together in unity, but coming together in unity. And in that being the case as well, we'll start to see some things work out really well. So I just wanted to share that with my folks on this, because in us knowing that these are things that are very important for us to start to really take into serious, not just consideration, but to actually do, to join a program like this very important one, the Buy Black Movement. And with us joining that program, we'll start to see some great and wonderful things come about for you and me as a people and for our community as well. So these are things that can definitely work out well. We just need to really see it, believe it, and then we'll achieve it. See it, believe it, and then we'll achieve it. See it, believe it, and we will truly, truly achieve it. But we have to envision not the negative and saying, woe is me, why are we stuck in all this negativity, but start to see the positivity of what we can do as a people. And once we start to see that positivity come about in our minds, in our vision, in our hearts, we'll start to see the physical reality of that come about as well. But that's what it's all about, being able to spiritually know that God and Jesus is here beyond a shadow of a doubt to bless us and help us out. That's one very important piece. The second piece is to keep our minds up on high and know that we, coming together in unity, will be a part of building a wonderful new reality for our people. That's right. Spiritually, mentally, and physically, we can start to see a great and wonderful new reality. But the bottom line is, we have to bring ourselves out of our negative thinking of feeling that being involved with black people is something that we don't want to do, that being involved with helping one another is not going to work, it's not, nothing positive can never come true on dealing with that. And that's not true. We can definitely bring some positive results out of coming together in unity. And it's not just like, wow, yeah, you're right, I ain't never seen our people do nothing in unity before, so I don't know if that can work or not. We did come together once again in the 60s. And when we came together in the 60s, we were able to bring about a wonderful and positive change for our people. So it's not even a question of can we do it or can it happen for our people. It definitely can happen for our people, because in the past, we see last time we did as a people come together in unity, and instead of the Muslims being against the Hebrews, the Hebrews being against the Christians being against the Rastas, and all that kind of religious warfare that could have gone on, that wasn't even happening. The Muslims, the Christians, the Hebrews, the Rastas, and other black, you know, religions that we have amongst our people, we did not go at each other's throats. We came together in unity, where we marched together, we protested together, we came together to unify each other, to help each other. Even financially, we make donations towards different movements that we felt could, you know, help to support our community. So these were things that we did in the past where it didn't make a difference what religion you were in. You know, it didn't make a difference, you know, whether you were from Africa, whether you were from the Caribbean, whether you were from Brazil, or whether you were here in the United States. The bottom line is, whatever black people were here in this country, regardless of what, you know, country they were from, here in the United States, we came together in unity and worked together. We didn't put up brick walls for religion, for what country you were from, and all those kind of things. All of that mess was torn down, and we came together in respect and caring for one another and wanting to help one another. And because we came on that positive mindset, we were able to really see some positive results come about. And we can do it again. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, we can definitely bring it about. But we just have to believe it in order to receive it. And our people deserve to live in a positive and wonderful new reality. But we have to get rid of the self-hatred and the anger. We have to get rid of the negative thinking towards one another and start to see positive things of us coming together and how we can be a blessing to our people. And once we start to see things from that positive mindset and we say goodbye to that negative mindset, that's when we're going to start to see some great and wonderful things come about. And what's the saying in the Bible? Let go and let God. When we let go of the hatred and the anger that we hold on to, when we let go of the different reasons why we don't want to come together in unity, and we let go of all of that, then God will shower down his blessing upon us. Because instead of holding on to hate and anger, we are now holding on to respect, love, and caring for one another. And because we are starting to see things from that positive perspective, that's when God is going to reach out and be a blessing for us. But again, where is your mind focused? And that was one of the things that is said in the Bible as well. Without a vision, your people can perish. And the reason why we're saying that is, if you're going to envision things from a negative perspective, what you see is what you're going to get. So if you're going to see things from, oh, man, you can't trust black people, you shouldn't have nothing to do with them, you shouldn't even try to work with them or anything. Black people are terrible people to be with. If you're going to see things from that negative perspective, then basically that's what you're going to get in your life. Nothing but negativity when you reach out and deal with your people. But if we can start to see things from a positive perspective where we're caring and we're showing respect and wanting to help one another, that's when we can bring about the positive change that we really want to see. But that's when you're bringing your mind out of the dungeon of hell and starting to bring your mind up on the mountaintop of success, where God is going to truly bless. But you have to see it and believe it in order for you to be able to achieve it. And that is to achieve great and wonderful success for yourself and for your people. So we have these abilities, but we just have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that we can definitely bring about. And I know for some of us who have been stuck in the negative mindset of Satan that's telling us that we shouldn't have nothing to do with our people and that we shouldn't want to even reach out to help one another or to have anything to do with one another. All I can say is that these are things that we need to really cleanse from our minds and our hearts and allow the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus to purify our minds, to purify our hearts, and to set ourselves free from Satan's negativity, because we do not need to have a whole bunch of negative thinking and hatred for our people. We need to have love for our people. We need to have respect for our people. We need to have the ability to want to help our people. And once we start to really reach out in that mindset of positivity like we did in the 60s, that's when we're going to be able to see the positive results that need to come to you and me and the people in our community. That's right. We can make it happen. But the only way that we can really, really make it happen is when we start to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that we can bring about through God and Jesus the Christ. And it's not even a question of, does God and Jesus have the ability, does God and Jesus have the power to really bow positive change for us? We've already been freed from slavery. We've already been freed from terrible and wicked racism that wouldn't even allow us to go and sit on a white toilet in a store or in a supermarket or something like that. You weren't allowed to even go into those places in the past. But now we have the ability to really bring about positive change. But the only thing, if you don't want to see it and believe it, then that's going to just put up a brick wall of hatred there that keeps you from being a part of the positive change that can bring about a new reality for our people and set our people free from all of this negativity that we see in our community. So again, keep your mind up on high and start to believe and see that through God and Jesus, our goals and dreams can truly start to fly. We do not have to keep thinking, woe is me and why am I stuck in this and that. What we need to do is keep envisioning the fact that we as a people can manifest positive things in our lives through God and Jesus the Christ. But the only way these things can come about is if we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God and Jesus can bless us to really see a great and wonderful new reality. It can happen. And I know sometimes when we see things from that negative perspective, we wonder why we are stuck in negative situations. But that's one of the reasons why we need to focus on things from the positive. And when we start to see things from the positive state of mind, and when we start to see things from a spiritual state of mind, focusing on the fact that God and Jesus can set us free, that's when we will be set free from all of that negativity. So again, this is our time to really bring about some wonderful and positive change, but we have to start to know that this is something that we can do to bring about a new reality for me, you, and the people in our community too. So all I can say at this time, we were going to end this with a prayer and a meditation. But before we do so, I was going to ask Brother Ron, is there anybody else on the line that may wish to speak on this?
Yeah, you have several. Okay. 803-729.
Okay, all I wanted to say, us black folks nowadays, we need to just stop the violence. It's too much of us young black folks is dying every day.
Well, you're right on that, brother, and that's very true. But that's one of the things that the ancient saying from Africa said, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. We cannot ignore the fact that even though you may see some kids out on the street, and because they're not your son or your daughter, you're just ignoring them and say, let those kids, if they want to kill each other, let them go ahead and kill each other. That's the wrong attitude. We have to realize that those people that are our youth, are our future generation that's coming to us, we can't ignore them. We have to reach out to be a blessing to them and to try to see what we can do to help them. And that's where we come in as a people. We cannot see our youth killing each other and just ignore it and walk away and say, Who cares about them? We have to start to care about our young brothers and sisters that are on their way to either jail or to an early grave. And they don't deserve to be in that situation. So we, as the grown people, have to reach out to see what we can do. And even the youth that are there as well, they need to see what they can do to join positive programs so that they can help themselves and also try to help their brothers and sisters as well. But that's where, again, changing our minds from the negative mindset to the positive mindset, where instead of holding on to hatred and the desire just to fill your wallet with money, and so what? If I have to kill another 10 or 20 people or youth, so what? I don't care. The bottom line is I'm going to fill up my wallet with cash. And if you're going to keep that negative mindset, then you don't even care about your community or the lives of your people. And the lives of our youth do matter. And that's where we have to be willing to change that negative thinking into positive thinking. And once we start to do that, we will start to see some great and wonderful things come about. But the other side of it too, which is very important as well, is we need to also utilize calling on the blessing of God and Jesus. And once we start to really know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God and Jesus are truly here to bless us and help us out, those are the other things that can really bring about positive change. So these are the things that we need to focus on, bringing about positive change through God and Jesus, bringing about positive change through the positive mindset of seeing things in positivity, not in negativity. Because as we said before, what you see is what you get. And if you're going to just keep seeing negative things and that's the only way you want to see it, then you're just going to see more negative things. But if we can start to see things from a positive perspective, and that too, showing love is a part of it, But that's where the positive perspective comes in. Because positivity is not negative. Positivity is not killing each other or hating each other. Positivity is showing love and respect for one another. So all of these things are things that really need to come into our lives. And by us dealing with it from a positive perspective, that's where we'll get the positive results that we truly want to see. So, Brother Ron, did you have anybody else?
Yeah, 332-799.
Okay.
Your mic is open, 332-799.
332, are you still there?
Three three two 799. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself.
Say what? Well, I can hardly hear you. Well, anyway, sorry for shooting. The connection there is not that good with that person. But anyway, Brother Ron, you have someone else?
Yes. 332-799?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, good. There you go. So do you have something you'd like to share with us on what we've been speaking on, brother?
Okay.
Hello?
352-363. Hey, how y'all doing? Pastor Don, GNCO, what's going
on?
All right. I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody that got the text or the message and called in and got involved in conversation. I've been on the whole show. I've been listening. Y'all talking about change. I love what y'all doing. I support the VO project and all the things y'all doing. So, I'm here. I'm eager to see who else called in. I've been taking attendance on my end, but you're doing a great thing. Keep moving. Keep moving. On that note, I'll have my point.
Yes, sir, brother. Well, I appreciate what you're saying there, brother. And we're going to definitely keep on making our way till we reach that mountaintop of success, man. And we can make it happen. Yes, indeed. So thank you for your positive feedback. Okay. 571-271-271-264. Hello? Hello? I guess there's a bad connection with that one too, there, bro.
I hear somebody coming in.
Okay.
Oh, that I didn't see anything. You don't like that thing? That voice is supposed to lie.
Hello? Do you have anything you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, we gotta implement and practicality. Start working. Start getting together. We had the Black Business Network Club is starting to reach out, develop opportunities, get finances into place. The African American Independence Day organization is starting to reach out to our youth and put programs and job opportunities and training back into the community. DSNR Consultants LLC is starting to consult with small businesses and expand them. And so we have to get out here. We got to put our money where our mouth is. We got to get out here and do stuff. Talking is nice. Expressing oneself is nice. But putting it into practice is perfect.
That's it.
And we got to start. We got to start to join together. We got to start to unite together around different opportunities that we can get folk back together. And so we're looking for folks to join and come in with the African American Independence Day organization, the Black Business Billionaires Network, and the DSNR Consultants LLC for the small business financing and to advance small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
we're looking for folk to come out and let's get these things done. It's vitally important that we do these things. It's vitally important that we get these things organized. And you can reach the African American Independence Day at 914-913-2078. And you can reach us there for all your interest. And we'll go back to 332-799.
Okay.
Okay, look like, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's a bad connection or something. It's raining very bad over here. And I think it's raining very bad in New York. Okay, here we go. Let's see. 332-799.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's that?
Okay. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Is that Brother Ron?
Yes. Yes. I just said I'm wondering if you heard me.
Oh, okay. So have you been on the show for a little while and heard what we were saying? Ron.
We hear you, brother. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, there she goes. That's good. So can you share with us what your feedback is on what we've spoken on thus far?
You mean for Catherine?
Yeah, I'm talking to you as well.
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing is we all in our respective ways are all reaching for the same thing. And we have definitely got to come together, like that brother said, in unity and in love. And the first place to start is recognizing that there's a problem and an issue that we need to solve. And the next thing is to come together. That's the doing this part. And get into these dialogues with one another to see how we can connect and come together. I was trying to look for a pen to write that brother's number down.
Who said it come
he called
together?
Out his number twice,
right?
And
talk about love, right?
So,
what a man that said that.
Do you have his number? The brother that called out his number, 914 area code. Does anyone have his number?
Oh, yes. It's 914-913-2078.
Okay. What was that brother's name?
Ron, R-O-N, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, good. I'll be happy to give that brother a call because I want to connect with brothers and sisters who have that mindset that we need to come together and connect and see how we can come together and support each other. You know, not one person can do everything, but one person can do something.
The words that God gave me.
So I'm in agreement with that. And I'll be happy to call that brother and connect with that brother and see how we can help each other. And that's what I have to say. It's going to take unity and it's going to take communication on a daily basis. We can't talk about it and then walk away and forget about it. We have to keep talking about it until we see change. That's what I had to say about it.
That's good, sis, because you're right. You know, not only do we need to talk about it, but we need to do things about it as well. And once we combine those two efforts together, to talk and to do, that's when some great results will start shining through. And that's
right.
What we need to know, that that combination of talking and doing will definitely bring about what we're looking to see. And that would be a great new reality for our people. And that's where the Black Lives movement comes in. I'm sorry, say that again.
There's a plan already in effect that we've started called Ethiopian World Federation. And within that plan, there's other subgroups and subplans that going for the same thing. Depending on where you are, there's somebody to help. You know, somebody that has the same idea. We can't all do this. I'll say we can do it together, but everybody has their part to do. You know, and we grow from that. You know, and you know, as I was saying before,
hey, nobody mentioned about love.
There's no.
When my grandparents came up from the south,
they all lived in the same house until somebody was able to get an apartment or a house. You know, so that was nothing new. But the generation that is coming up from different countries, they're carrying the same thing. You get a house, you move your people in until everybody gets a house or goes to school. So there's nothing new on the sun with that. But hey, listen, if a brother needs a room, a sister needs a room, has potential, you know, but is homeless or don't have any food or anything else, we should take them in. We should have a place. So that doesn't happen. And I'm talking about the city or state. You know, we should have a sovereign place that we can take them and hone them and teach them and the skills and then hire them. You know, so that's where I think we have to get all things together working pretty good. And all those who love God.
Okay, well, one good thing, I was really glad to hear your voice because you were speaking in the beginning there and you kept really cut off and I couldn't hear what you were saying. I had a chance to hear your communication and had a chance to hear what you were trying to say. And, you're right. Ethiopian World Federation is another group or organization that would like to see us come together in unity as well to definitely bring about some positive change in our community also. So that's something that's very good. And as we come together in unity, you know, we're going to start to see, you know, some great things, you know, happening here. But again, in order for these things to come about, we definitely need to deal with this from a positive perspective, you know, and that's one of the very important pieces, because if your people stay stuck in a negative mindset of hate, anger, and, you know, just not wanting to work with one another, then basically it causes a serious wall of, you know, division between us. But if we can tear down that wall by really starting to respect, to care for one another, love one, to help one another. If we can come together in those kind of positive ways of working with one another, we would definitely be able to see things come about in a positive, you know, results that we're looking to see.
Amen.
But the bottom line is
always going to exist. tribalism is always going to exist. It always has existed, and it's going to exist. So those who, all those who that will come, whatever language you speak, you know, and stuff, yes. But tribalism has been around for thousands and thousands of years. I battled myself. Here I am, Fanti Enigbu. I don't think they ever really got together, but somehow they did me, you know. But got to think about a lot of things. And thank you for your time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, my brother, for sharing your positive feedback. All right. So right now, looking at the time here, and we only got a few minutes left, so I did want to do a prayer and, you know, meditation here to focus on the ending of violence and also the manifestation of wealth in our lives that is needed very seriously and very badly. We definitely need that because as one of the folks did mention, you know, it's about every day we're hearing about our youth killing one another, and that's something that we need to stop. Also, the other piece that's very important, too, is the fact that, as what we mentioned earlier, and that is, you know, we need to start to come together financially and help one another as well. So these are things that we definitely can do, but we also need to bring the power of God and Jesus into the picture as well, because through spirituality, through loving and caring for one another and wanting to help one another, that's another important piece. And changing our minds from the negativity of the past and start to really focus on envisioning the positiveness of what we really want to do to help each other and for ourselves to even play a positive role in helping to bring those positive things about. So these are all things that are needed. But anyway, I just want to start off right now with a prayer, and then go into the meditation, and we'll start to see some great and wonderful things come about with that doubt. So anyway, if each of you could find a comfortable sitting position for a minute, and also close your eyes, and we're going to do a prayer and a meditation right now. And as it goes, it starts like this. Giving all honor and praise to the Supreme Lord of the universe, the great I Am God who created the whole entire universe, not only this planet, but he created millions of planets in this universe. He created suns and moons and heaven and earth here on this planet. He created animals. He created birds. He created fish, trees and soil for the planet, for growth of vegetables and flowers and many things. And he also created the human race. And with a God that has that ability to create a whole entire universe and to also create this planet and many of the things that we see on this planet, we know that God has the ability to bless us and set us free from all this crazy and wicked negativity. But we have to believe that God that created all of this has the power to bring positive change into our lives. And once we start to believe it and see it, that's when we're going to be able to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God and Jesus' great, awesome, and amazing power can definitely bring great blessings into our lives. Definitely can, and that's what we need to start to see. So right now, with that being the case, let us now see a bright light above our heads and envision that in your mind where you see a bright light of God in Jesus shining seven times brighter than the sun, very brightly. And as that light enters into your mind, that is the light of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love. And as it flows into your mind,
whatever negativity you have towards yourself or you have towards others, let all of that go and let God's divine love set you free from the negative thoughts and feelings that have been troubling you. That's right. Let that light flow into your heart as well, filling your heart with the divine love of God and Jesus the Christ. And through God's divine love and Jesus' divine love, the cleansing and the healing and the purification of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love will definitely get rid of all the negative thoughts and all the negative feelings. And again, see that light shining 7 times brighter than the sun, purifying your heart and mind and setting you free from negative, wicked, and evil energy. All of that negativity is now being totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and Jesus the Christ. Not only within ourselves, but now let us see it within our youth. And that is our youth in our communities. Let the healing light and the total transformation light of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love flowing through the minds and hearts of our children and our youth. Let us see their minds and hearts being purified and see their minds and hearts being totally cleansed from the negativity of the past, and let us see all the feelings that they have in their heart be totally removing all that wickedness and negativity, and also within their minds, the same thing, cleansing and purifying all of that negativity, whether it's desire to kill one another, whether it's desire to even take your own life and commit suicide, all of that negativity, let it be totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ. Let us see it totally removed and erased and totally seeing a brand new start with God and Jesus in our lives. So now, let us also see another great and wonderful opportunity that the ending of violence in our community can now come about through our youth stopping the murdering and killing of one another. And now, not only amongst our youth, but even seeing the divine love of God and Jesus the Christ flow into the minds and hearts of our adults in our community as well. Let all of that negativity totally be stopped and removed, and totally being erased and replaced by the divine love of God and Jesus the Christ. Let all the negativity of the past no longer exist, and let God's new reality come into our lives to set us free from Satan's negativity. And now we are starting to see a brand new reality within our community. All that negativity is no longer there, but a new reality of God's divine love, of Jesus' divine love, is now the dominant energy flowing through the minds and hearts of our youth and our adults, and no more violence is being permitted because their minds and hearts have changed. And the blessing of knowing that the wickedness and the evilness of Satan can no longer exist, but the dominant energy of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love can now flow through their minds and hearts and set them free from the wicked and evilness of Satan's negativity. And with that being said, now we see an ending of violence in our community. And we are now able to receive the blessing of a brand new community which cares for one another, which wants to share with one another, which wants to uplift one another, which wants to be a blessing to one another. And with that as our new reality, that will allow us to truly, truly see a wonderful blessing for you, for me, and our entire community. Yes, indeed. So now, the other thing that I want us to see, and this is important for us to be able to manifest wealth within our possession, is not something that is not important at all, but it's very important. And the thing about it is in us being able to acknowledge our true identity as being true sons and daughters of God that have the God-given ability within us to be able to manifest wealth. And now we are utilizing the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and abundance, drawing unto us huge amounts of money and cash, allowing millions upon billions of dollars to leak into our lives and to change our lives and to set us free from the dungeon of poverty so that we can no longer be prisoners of poverty, but we can be totally set free to live a prosperous and positive life where poverty and not having enough money for food and housing and all these other things can no longer exist. But our new reality is that money can now flow into our lives, and we can start to see a great and wonderful new reality. So with that being said, we can now see ourselves as magnets of wealth, drawing unto us millions upon billions of dollars. That's right. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it and believe it, and you will receive it. And the last affirmation we will now say is this: I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has been won. I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has been won. I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has been won. I see it already done. And with God and Jesus, our victory has truly, truly, truly been won. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness, mercy, and grace in allowing us to see a great and wonderful new community, by us being able to come together in unity and cleanse our minds and hearts from all the negativity of the past and no longer be subject to being a prisoner of Satan's negativity, but our minds and hearts have now been set free from all of that negativity of poverty and also even in the violence of murdering and hating and killing one another. All of that can be totally erased and replaced by the dominant energy of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love. As it has cleansed our minds and hearts and set us all free so that we can now live with a great and wonderful new reality. And with that being said, God alone, you can now play the music. And may God bless each and every one of you. Peace and blessings to each and every one.
hundred commandments seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your orphans turn away and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give it? There's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your own pain? And when there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Once the Lord sees you through, yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. And be sure you're not entangled in that.